Hey guys, thank you for joining us today. I'm so excited to be able to share a passage of scripture that maybe you're familiar with, especially during this time of the year. We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 2, a small segment of what happens immediately after the birth of Jesus, or what we celebrate after the birth of Jesus. Historically speaking, there's a lot that's going on here. Contextually, there's a lot that's going on here. But as far as we're concerned, you know, there's larger implications for what it means and how we're supposed to approach the epiphany, or the knowledge of who Jesus is and what he's meaning to us then and today. So I invite you guys, we're going to have a quick message today, just kind of talking about what is going on after Jesus is born, concerning the wise men, concerning King Herod, concerning the gifts that the wise men bring. And one little fun fact, and maybe a lot of you already know this, but you know, we celebrate that there's three wise men, or you know, there was three gifts, and that's actually accurate, that there were three gifts. What we don't know is exactly how many wise men there were. But that's irrelevant, just a little fun fact for us to know today. You know, it may have been two, it may have been five, it may have actually been three. But the main thing we're going to focus on today is the gifts that they bring. Why were they so special? What did they mean? And how can we emulate their spirit and what they actually meant for those gifts to mean throughout history? And so let's look. I'm going to read real quickly out of Matthew chapter 2. So if you have your Bibles, great. You can also just click on the link so that you can actually follow along with me today. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 2. We're going to be in verses 5 through 12. All right? Everyone there? Great. It says, "Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, 'Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too.'" I'm going to stop right there for just a second. Herod had employed the knowledge and the work of the wise men, because they had knowledge that something spectacular had happened. A prophecy had been fulfilled. They were going to find the king. And Herod knew that they had knowledge of this. And so he says, "Hey guys, I want to go worship this new king. I want to go say hi to him. I want to go give him a gift." And so because he didn't have the knowledge that he needed to have, he went to the wise men. And the wise men told him, "You know, it's going to be born in Bethlehem. The king will be born in Bethlehem." So Herod sent them off on a quest, thinking that they were on a mission for him. Well, the wise men were just that. They were wise. They knew that Herod had a dubious plan, one that did not really mean to worship King Jesus. And so they went about the business because they wanted to go worship Jesus. But as we follow along here, what they end up doing is getting away from the plan that Herod had so that they were still able to accomplish the mission at hand, worshiping Jesus, giving him his gifts, and heading out to be safe from Herod's plan, and also keeping Jesus safe. So after this interview, the wise men went their way. It appears like they listened to King Herod and they were going to accomplish his little mission. It says, "And the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy." They were excited. They were excited that they had seen the star that was leading them to King Jesus. "They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But when it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod." God had actually given them this supernatural revelation. Listen, don't go back to Herod. Don't go report back what's going on, because Herod doesn't have good intentions with Jesus. He means harm. He doesn't want another king to take his position. So what does all of this mean for us today? Is it just a cute story we tell our kids, or is it just a kid's story? Oh, I guarantee you it's not. You know, any Bible story that's just a good kid's story really isn't a kid's story. There's so much more for us as adults, as students of the Word, to know what's going on here. You know, the Magi, the wise men, they were pagan, believe it or not. They were pre-Christian. They were not Jewish men. They were of the East. And so we think about it, well, why would God use the wise men in this way to come worship Jesus, King of the Jews, someone who was prophesied to be the king of the world? Why would he use Gentiles like the wise men? Well, I think that also tells us the heart of who Jesus is and what Jesus came to do. He didn't just come to save the Jews. He came to save you and me, all of us. The gift of Jesus is for all. And it brings me great joy, just like it brought the wise men great joy to see the star fall upon Bethlehem, and they were able to follow that star and find Jesus with Mary and Joseph and worship him and give him gifts. And what were those gifts? Those gifts were of high value. They weren't just whatever you could find on the way to the house. There wasn't something they could just pick up at a gift shop. These were gifts from their land that were treasured by the wise men. And they gave it sacrificially to Jesus, to Mary, and to Joseph. And I believe that they gave it to all three, not just to Jesus. They worshiped Jesus, but those gifts were actually useful gifts for Mary and Joseph. They were sacrificial, meaning it gave something of the wise men. It hurt to give, in a sense. And I want to talk about that a little bit, because I think that's one of the parts of this season that we talk about, but we don't really fully understand. What does it mean to sacrificially give? Do we give gifts at Christmas and this time of the year just because commercials tell us to? Ads on Amazon tell us to? Or because we've been waiting for that great gift? So we share a wish list with our parents or with our brothers and sisters or with our friends or with our spouse or with our kids. Is that what really the gift-giving season is about? And I know this is all fun. I get gifts for Christmas. I'm sure you do as well. And that's all fine. But I want to talk about the sacrificial element of the gifts that the wise men gave to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. They gave gifts that cost a lot, that meant a lot, but they were also useful. They weren't just ceremonial. These gifts would actually become tools in their everyday life. They would be things that they could exchange for other things that were worth money, that were worth living expenses. So you have to understand that what they got wasn't just a cool thing to display on the mantle. What they got was useful. And so when we're thinking about giving, listen, today, it's the last Sunday before the end of the year, and many of us are thinking, hey, how can I contribute? How can I make 2022 mean something for me and my family? Or how can we contribute to the cause of Christ? And how can we continue to contribute to the mission that we have here, specifically at Church of the King? Now, this is not a giving message. I'm not asking you for money, but I want you to think about how you can give sacrificially, how you can partake in what God is doing in our community, what God is doing in Southwest Louisiana, what God is doing through us in all of the world. Believe it or not, we reach people all across the globe, in many continents, because of the giving that our family, of Church of the King, is so generous with. We're able to reach people in Pakistan, in many countries in Africa, in Europe, in Central America, in the Caribbean, places that are hard to reach, but because of your giving, because of your generosity, because of your faithfulness, we're able to send people, send funds, and sometimes even send you. And so thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I know sometimes you hear it, and it may sound like something that we just say, but genuinely, we cannot do what we do here at Church of the King if it wasn't for you. And so I'm not saying that we're Jesus and you're the wise men, but it is a wise thing to do, to give. It's a wise thing to pray about how God is going to join your treasure to his mission. We talk about this a lot at Church of the Kingdom. I'm sure you've heard Pastor Todd or Pastor Josh mention it, that there are many ways that you can give. First, we want you to give with your time. You know, coming on Sundays and making it a regular thing for you to be a part of what's going on a Sunday for worship here online or in person, that's valuable. Your time in front of God's people and God's word is valuable. But we want you to give your time throughout the week, right? Also, we want you to give your talent. Listen, each one of you is specifically gifted by God to contribute to his mission. I think that's powerful. I don't think that's pompous or proud of me to say that God has gifted me in a certain way that I can contribute to his kingdom. I believe that that gift comes straight from him. And so I accept it humbly and I use it for good. And I encourage you to do the same. Encounter and find out what your gifts are. And a quick little practical here. If you're thinking to yourself, man, I don't know what my gifts are. I haven't figured out what that is. I don't know what I'm good at or how I can contribute. Hey, we have great tools for you. We have Spiritual Gifts Discovery. It's a cool way for you to get kind of connected with people, but also find out how God has shaped you to be a part of his mission. And so I encourage you to sign up for Spiritual Gifts Discovery. It's coming up soon. There might be a link in the description of this video. So I want to make sure that you guys know about that. And lastly, and kind of what I've been talking about already, is giving with your treasure. So time, talent, and your treasure. Your treasure, what does that mean? So, you know, someone once told me, and you've probably heard it before, is that show me someone's checkbook or someone's a bank statement. I can tell you what they treasure, right? Treasure happens to deal with money and belongings, but some of the things that we have as a family, you know, we value very greatly. We treasure them. You know, if we didn't have money, we wouldn't be able to live. We wouldn't be able to pay the bills. We wouldn't be able to provide for our family and children. And so we want to make sure that you understand that we want you to do that. We want you to take care of your family. But that's your treasure. Those are the things that allow you to sustain life. And so with that, we want to worship God as well. We want to give to his mission, to his kingdom. And we have so many things that we're doing at Church of the King and so many things that we're doing in this community that we want you to be a part of. We want you to be able to celebrate alongside with us what God is doing through his people and through his gifts. And so listen, today, I know it's a little short message. I want you to still be in the spirit of Christmas as we're taking down the tree and taking down the lights and maybe throwing away all the boxes and all the wrapping paper and maybe eating some leftovers from yesterday's dinner. I want you to still have the mindset of Christ. Still have the mindset of the gift that he is. We're talking about the gifts that we can give. But the gift that Jesus is. He came to lay down his life for you and for me so that we could one day experience eternal life with him. That, my friends, is the greatest gift of all. And I know we've been talking about it, and I know that you hear it over and over and over again, but I don't want that to go and land on deaf ears. The greatest gift is Jesus. And I hope and I pray that you've accepted that gift. And if you haven't, listen, I want to encourage you. You want to talk to someone about that. We want you to know how to accept that gift. We want you to know how to receive that gift. Because if you haven't received that gift, you can't give sacrificially. You can't give like the wise men gave. You can't give like he calls us to. And so please, maybe click that button to pray with someone. We'll connect you with someone that can pray with you, that can tell you more about who Jesus is and what it means to follow him and what it means to live a sacrificial life. Listen, we're so thankful for you today. We're going to pray, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas season and Happy New Year. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for each and every person that's watching right now. God, whether it's today on the 26th of December in 2021 or another later date in the future, Father, whatever and wherever they are, Father, I pray that you would just bless them, bless their families, Father, allow them to realize the gift that you are so that they can give sacrificially. Hey, thanks for joining us again today. We love you guys. See y'all next week.